Hello and welcome to On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. It is time once again to jump into a great new batch of songs on episode 17, where our spectrum runs from Latin to jazz to pop and rock, and our segue of the week pairs a lesser-known bluegrass classic with the debut from a banjo prodigy. There's also DJ for a Day, where we go back to our theme of purple prose in a way, as I ponder how some of these hyperbolic press releases might just be art after all. Don't really have a designated regional artist in this episode per se, but we begin the show with a record that features guitarist and bassist Eric Hubner, who calls Western North Carolina home. He is in the band of Annie Cordero, and she begins On the Way Up from her latest called Querido Mundo with the tune Corrupción.
Los pobres. Tú te
Preservation Hall Jazz Band's La Malanga from So It Is. The tune La Malanga referring to the root vegetable, which might be a double entendre. The new album explores the musical connection between Cuba and New Orleans. It's made up of entirely original tunes composed by bassist Ben Jaffe and tenor saxophonist Charlie Gabriel. It's co-produced by Dave Sitek of TV on the Radio. At the top, Ani Cordero from Querido Mundo. That title translates to World That Is Loved. Ani sees music as a platform for spreading love and social justice, and that was the tune Corrupción. Ani Cordero performed with Man or Astro Man for years, and that's where she's picked up Eric Hubner from Asheville, North Carolina. He's playing guitar and bass on this record. Also recorded part of this record at Horton's House Studios in Asheville. Switching up gears now, let's go to Samantha Crane. I think this is her fifth record, and a neat change of pace for Samantha Crane. She's always had great songs, but they haven't quite sounded as bright as this one.
It was late in May, maybe it was June.
She'll keep spinning when
That's the Northern Michigan songwriting duo of Rachel Brook and Brooks Robbins in the band Modern Mall on WNCW's On the Way Up. That tune, Just a Satellite, from their Misanthropy Family album. Both cite the Beach Boys as an early influence, kind of a gothic Beach Boys, if you ask me. The album is based on their experience taking care of a truly misanthropic family friend at the end of his life, and he appears on the cover. His image repeated several times, a little bit like Warhol. Ahead of that, we had Samantha Crane, Oh Dear Louie, from You Had Me at Goodbye. Album was written over the course of 4 months in Crane's Norman, Oklahoma home between shifts working at a pizza place. It was produced by John Vanderslice. Recorded in analog, Samantha says the album is dedicated to and inspired by strong women. Oh Dear Louie is the first single on that record, and it is on the North Carolina label Ramsur Records. Now time for a DJ for a day and a new twist on the Purple Prose theme. Okay, so the inspiration for this segment, as you may know, was a column in the magazine Option. It came out of Los Angeles. It was published between 1985 and 1998. I came in on it late, picking up issues in the late 90s. One of my favorite columns was Purple Prose, which reprinted some of the best overly rosy and hyperbolic press releases they got, along with the new music that was sent to the magazine. With On the Way Up, I thought it would be neat to revive that concept, and although I've done it a couple of times here, I quickly realized that there wasn't all that much material to draw from in order to keep it fresh every week. Plus, it would be more interesting to mix up the subject matter on this segment. So here we are at episode 17, and I'm coming back to Purple Prose, but in a new way. While on the surface it seems that highlighting what is couched as rosy and hyperbolic prose is essentially a put-down, on further reflection it becomes clear that this isn't the only angle to pursue. And when you step back and think about it, Purple Prose is an art form too. On a Zen level, it is just as viable as what is widely and critically acclaimed as art. Perhaps Purple Prose is the flip side of the coin from, say, Lester Bangs. So on this week's DJ for a Day, two sides of the same prose coin. First, the purple side, a promotional one-sheet, as we call it in radio, a page of basic info about the record that is designed to interest us hosts and programmers in the album. Here, as before, the names are all left out, so as not to be throwing stones in this glass house we call home. Here we go. Like other artists with jarringly idiosyncratic styles, this band is often pinned down with the same arsenal of descriptors. Bedroom dance pop, lo-fi electronica, tiptoe dance hall for fragile souls. However, these descriptors all presuppose that the band is ushering the dance floor behind closed doors, rather than opening those doors and imbuing the dance floor with what lurked behind them. On this record, his full-length debut, he throws himself headfirst into this world. Throughout the record, he adopts a kind of half-finished argot, a language of breaths, stammers, and syllable wisps, one that could just as plausibly originate from some hermetic diary speak as from an obscure, fictive civilization. Okay. Next, the journalist who was lauded as, quote, America's greatest rock critic, Lester Bangs, with an excerpt of his review of Van Morrison's Astral Weeks. Quote, Astral Weeks, insofar as it can be pinned down, is a record about people stunned by life, completely overwhelmed, stalled in their skins, their ages and selves, paralyzed by the enormity of what in one moment of vision they can comprehend. It is a precious and terrible gift, born of a terrible truth, because what they see is both infinitely beautiful and terminally horrifying. The unlimited human ability to create or destroy, according to whim. It's no Eastern mystic or psychedelic vision of the emerald beyond, nor is it some Baudelairean perception of the beauty of sleaze and grotesquerie. Maybe what it boils down to is one moment's knowledge of the miracle of life, with its inevitable concomitant, a vertiginous glimpse of the capacity to be hurt and the capacity to inflict that hurt. To be born again.
from the far side of the ocean.
So, when you think about it, both of these pieces have a lot in common. Would you call what Lester Bangs wrote art? I would say yes. What about the one sheet on our artist with jarringly idiosyncratic styles? Yes, too? Maybe? Maybe we just need some more music to let all that sink in and make up our minds. Hope you enjoyed that DJ for a day. Let me know your thoughts, and you can send me feedback at my email, joek@wncw.org. I'm often on Twitter, @WNCWJoe. I'd love to hear from you. This week's podcast might be called the Snivelcast. I had a cold earlier, and I've been waiting for days to try to record this to sound better, and I think I just sound worse. I actually feel better. So I promise I'm not contagious, at least not in this format. Now let's go to the second record from Londoner Marika Hackman and this tune, Time's Been Reckless.
Good if you die, I can be kind if you
From Athens, Georgia, that's Elf Power and $10 on the Ground. From Twitching in Time, their 13th album, Elf Power debuted in the 90s and were part of that brilliant collective known as Elephant Six, including bands like Olivia Tremor Control and Apples in Stereo. All the songs on this record were written by their guitarist and singer, Andrew Rieger. Before that, Marika Hackman. And A New Direction for Her, I'm Not Your Man is the disc. It's a lot more rock and roll on this one. It's her second album, and she says the record's all about female relationships, romance, and breakdowns, but there's also a dim worldview going on. She also said about some early reviews of the disc, people were saying it was a mashup between Radiohead, Blondie, and The Cure. I can't wait to see the reaction. Well, that description sounds about right to me. Now let's get to some bluegrass, and this is the debut from Rob Benzing. Thank you.
I'm ragged but right. A thief and a gambler, and I'm drunk every night. It's three-parter house steaks each night and day for my board. It's more than any flatfoot in Yorktown can afford. Well, it's a big electric fan, keep me cool while I sleep. A pretty little woman just to tickle my feet. I'm a rambler, gambler, and I'm lit up every night. I'm a rootin' tootin' dope fiend, but right.
Oh, I go everywhere, I don't pay no fare. I can ride a freight train most everywhere. If I win or lose, oh, I don't get the blues. Oh, a ramblin' joker, that's me.
Chop tickets, red, white, and blue. My clothes are made from zebra skins right out of the zoo. I've got them as a stash in the bank. Well, I made it myself, and the hearts of all my girlfriends lying right there on the shelf. Well, now I've sung my song, and I'm giving you a taste. I'd like to linger longer, but I got to make haste. I'm always wheeling and dealing with plenty feeling and high as a kite. I tell you folks, I'm ragged, but right.
Excuse me, sir. There's just one question I'd like to ask. Since you folk singers are so busy riding freight trains and walking up the highway, how do you get so much time to fill out all them there copyright forms?
Well, listen, son, we just got to talk.
Oh, I go everywhere. I don't pay no fare. I can ride a freight train most everywhere. If I win or lose, oh, I don't get the blues. Oh, a rambling joker, that's me.
A mattress stuffed with $100 bills at my feet. I'm always wheeling and dealing with plenty of feeling. I'm high as a kite. I tell you folks, I'm ragged. I tell you folks, I'm ragged, but right.
Our segue of the week on WNCW's On the Way Up from Greenbrier Boys, the year 1964, Ragged But Right, a foundational urban bluegrass band. I have a soft spot for that tune. A young man on the scene in the bluegrass world is Rob Benzing. He comes from Rockville, Maryland. He's joined by Danny Nicely on guitar, Taylor Baker on mandolin, Mark Schatz on the bass, and Patrick McAvenue on the fiddle. And that was his original tune, Fingerboard Road, from his self-titled record. A lot of great covers on that as well. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. Thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed some of the music that you've heard here. Please do support the artists that you enjoy on this podcast and on our WNCW airwaves. Everything that we do is made possible with your support, and you can join us as a member anytime at our website at wncw.org. Big thanks to Kim Clark for doing the research on this episode, and thanks to Eliza Lynn for our theme song.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song. Sing a new song where you are. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground. Sing a new song where the sky meets